as a kid, it was on VHS, so it was like this thick, and now VHS is gone, so I can't watch it anymore. But it used to be one of my favorite movies. So what can you guys tell me about Joseph from what you guys know? His brother sold him into slavery. Yep. What else? Huh? His life was good until he got sold, yeah? Potiphar? Yeah. Potiphar, yeah. He was sold to Potiphar. Yeah. Virginia, yeah. He interpreted dreams. Yep. I think that's one of the biggest things I remember from kids' ministry, or just like Bible stories from earlier. Joseph, King of Dreams was the name of the movie. He had a technicolor coat that his father gave him. Anything else that you guys know about Joseph? Yep. He became pretty much a king in some respect, yeah. He was, after being so long in like prison and things like that, he was put second in command under Potiphar, and he did a lot of good things. But we're basically starting a series on Joseph's life, and this week is just basically an introduction, but it's not actually touching much on Joseph's life. It's touching on his family life before we actually find out more about him. So David said that his life was good until he got sold into slavery. So we're going to take a look at a couple of things that sort of his life contained before we actually find out about him. Because we only start reading about him in, I think it's Genesis chapter 37, where he's 17 at the time. So anyone here know what really happened before he was 17? Because the Bible doesn't really say too much about it, does it? It doesn't actually say Joseph had this happen when he was maybe 14. Anyone know much about his before that time? Josh? Yeah, that's good. So that's when we first find out about him in chapter 37. So he's his father's favorite son. He has the coat of many colors, and he has the two dreams. But we're just going to get into that next week and things like that. So this week, we're just going to lay a foundation of Joseph's life and what he came from, basically, where how he grew up, things like that. So his father was Jacob. And if any of you know much about Jacob, what does Jacob mean? Fish? No. Jacob doesn't mean Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel after. Jacob means deceiver. That's the basic premise of what Jacob means. So that was Jacob's father. And from the beginning of Jacob's life, we can see that Jacob is a deceiver, because when they come out of his mother's womb, he has a twin brother, Esau. They both come out at the same time. Esau's first, and Jacob's following right behind, grabbing Esau's heel. And later on, we find out that Esau comes in from work one day. He's really hungry. Jacob cooks up a good stew, and he basically says, if you want the stew, you have to give me your birthright as firstborn. And Esau sells him his birthright for stew. So from that moment on, we see that Jacob is pretty much a deceiver. And later on, their father's Isaac. Isaac wants to bless Esau because he was rightfully the firstborn, and the blessing goes to the firstborn son. Jacob steals that as well. And I encourage you guys to read the story. We're not going to go into too much detail, but Genesis has a whole bunch of stories like this, and it's really good. But basically, Jacob is Joseph's father, deceiver. He stole his brother's firstborn birthright and then his brother's blessing. And then he somewhat reaps what he did earlier in his life. Who knows what happens with Jacob when he goes to his uncle's farm, his uncle's Laban. He has to work 7 years, and what ends up happening to him? Yep, so basically he goes to his uncle's farm, his uncle's Laban. He sees his daughter, Rachel, and he says, I'll work for you for 7 years for your daughter's hand. And his uncle, basically, he has two daughters, Leah and Rachel. Leah's older than Rachel. And basically his uncle, after he does the 7 years of work, he gives him Leah because their philosophy is that my oldest daughter gets married first. So he gets Leah, and then he agrees to work another 7 years for Rachel's hand. So basically, he has to work 14 years, and he has two wives. So after he marries Leah, they go on a honeymoon for a week, and then he gets Rachel, which is a bit weird, but that's who he desired. And he got her after a week of marrying her sister, but he still had to work the 7 years for her. So you can sort of see he reaps what he sows early in his life, because he steals his brother's birthright, he steals his blessing, and then he has to work 14 years to marry who he actually desired from the get-go. I know love is definitely a powerful thing. Would any of you guys, where you're at right now, say that you would willingly work 14 years to marry someone? Yeah? I think, depending on who, marriage is definitely a good thing, but Jacob had just seen her, and then he says, I'm going to work 7 years for her hand, and he ends up working 14. But basically, when he marries her, when he marries both of them, actually, we know that he desired Rachel from the get-go, so she's the one that he loves more, and Leah's sort of forgotten about. And God basically sees this, and he makes Rachel barren, and Leah gives him four sons, because God saw that Rachel was loved more, and Leah was sort of forgotten about. So when Rachel saw this, that Leah was giving him kids, and she wasn't, and we know what she does, it's not exactly something I agree with, but this is the background to Joseph's life. Anyone know what Rachel does, since she can't have children and Leah does? Yeah, pretty much. I'm guessing you know the story pretty well because you're giving all the answers. But when Rachel saw that she wasn't able to provide kids, she gives him her maid. And what's her maid's name? Bilhah, I think. Or Zilpah. There's two maids. And basically, Rachel gives Jacob her maid to give him kids on her behalf because she can't give him kids herself. And then when Leah saw this, she gave him her maid as well because she wasn't having any more kids. And then he had kids with her maid. So he's married two sisters, and he's had kids with both their maids. And he's had, in total, he had 10 sons. Rachel ends up having Joseph. And Joseph is the 11th son, but in total, Jacob has 12 kids. So he has 12 kids with two wives and two maids of the wives that he has, which is, it's not exactly condoned in our society today. So from the get-go, we can see that Joseph wasn't exactly born into the best of circumstances. But throughout it all, Jacob still loved Rachel more. And that's where all that confusion came in, why they gave Jacob their maids, because they want to please him and they want to be loved pretty much. And after that, we see that Laban tries to deceive Jacob yet again by saying, since you worked for me so long, you can take your wages and you can take all the speckled and spotted sheep and goats from my herd, and that's your wage. And Jacob agrees to this, but Laban basically gives all the speckled and spotted sheep to someone else to take care of so that Jacob can't get anything. And Jacob has to yet deceive him again to get his right wage. So his name is Deceiver, and we definitely see that throughout his life. And basically, Jacob feels that he should go away because Laban's not a good place for him to be. Laban's estate isn't a good place for him to be. So Jacob uproots his whole family and moves back. He feels God call him to Bethel, where he was born. And before they leave, Rachel steals her father's household gods, and Laban thinks it's Jacob, and Laban starts chasing them down. He catches up to them. He doesn't find the false gods because Rachel hides it, and she basically lies to cover it up. And then Laban and Jacob make a covenant to stay away from each other, and they won't cross each other's lines and basically come into contact again. So Joseph, he was young at this time, and basically he had no contact with his uncle from that point on because of the separation from his father and his uncle. So it must have been a tough life because he's uprooted, he's disconnected from the rest of his family, and he's the 11th brother. Who has a big family here? Are you guys the youngest, oldest, middle? Middle, yeah. I'm a middle child, but I only have one older brother, one younger sister. He was the 11th son and the 12th child to come into a family. I mean, how crazy is that? There must be some issues that come with that because he has 10 older brothers who... Anyone here have brothers? Older brothers? Do you find that they sometimes pick on you a bit? A bit? It depends on what you grow up as, but he's got 10 older brothers who somewhat look down on him. I mean, when he tells them about his dreams, we can see that he's shut down by his brothers and then later by his family as well. But being born into a family with 10 other brothers and one sister probably wasn't easy for him because they're what we look at when we're living our life. We can either be down on ourselves and say, I have this past, so I can't have this future. Or we can say, I have this past, but I believe that you're greater to overcome that past, and I'm going to choose to look at you, God. So I'm going to follow you wherever you lead me. So that's pretty much all for this week, but it's just a foundation. I know there was a lot of names that we've talked about, But if you guys want to read the story of Joseph and maybe even before, we've started from Genesis 30 today, and you guys can keep up with where we're going with Joseph's life in the next few weeks. But I just encourage you guys to not live in the past, because what God has for you is not in the past. He has so much more in store for each one of you here that he wants you to live out daily. So just keep going for him and see what he has for you. So why don't we just all stand up? And we're just going to end off with some prayer, because it's around 10 to 1. So we've got to end.